I've been in contact with a number of hog farmers, and just trying to keep tabs on this because this is really huge. When these plants close, it kind of starts a chain reaction for our hog farmers then, and even for more. That plant process, the one in Worthington, just singly processed 20,000 hogs a day. And then you add up all that with the other plants, and they're similar too. And then there's a lot of smaller plants in Minnesota, these processing plants that process less, but they're also having issues. When they close, it's huge. And every day matters for our hog farmers. I'll say that, you know, it's between kind of making it or not for them, or going bankrupt or not. They have hogs they're having to euthanize now. I mean, we're looking at euthanizing in the Midwest here potentially 100,000 hogs, you know, a week, or it's huge. The whole thing is so sad. And then these farmers having to figure out how are they going to euthanize their hogs? Where are they going to put, you know, single farmers have 2,000 hogs. Where will they bury them? So many issues there. Hopefully we can get them to certain plants and they can at least be rendered. But it's just a huge thing. And for our hog farmers, between bankruptcy coming up here very, very soon, within not weeks, but the days really. And then the other issue is our agriculture is so interconnected that if hog farmers go down, then our grain farmers too, who grow grain to feed the hogs, they could potentially go down. So it's something as a state and federally too, we have got to address this immediately. And that's why I've been on the phone with a number of people. Congressman Hagedorn is one of them, our Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson, another one, talking to him. And they are working on this, and the companies are working on, you know, trying to get the plants ready and make it safe. We want to make sure our workers are safe and healthy. At the same time, we need to get these plants up and running because this is huge for Minnesota.